الحمد لله، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، نبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله عز وجل في كتابه العزيز: يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم إن زلزلة الساعة شيء عظيم. وقال الله عز وجل: إذا زلزلت الأرض زلزالها وأخرجت الأرض أثقالها وقال الإنسان ما لها يومئذ تحدث أخبارها بأن ربك أوحى لها. وقال الله عز وجل في شان حبيبه مخبرا وآمرا: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم وصل عليه. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. Infinite and complete praise and all glory and total submission is for our Lord Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the mighty, the powerful. And salutations and peace and blessings be upon our noble, beloved messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the kind and merciful, sent to all of humanity to take them back onto the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may the peace and blessings of Allah azza wa jal be showered upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and his noble family and companions and all of those who follow in the footsteps of Islam until the day of Qiyamah. My respected elders, youngsters, brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower upon you all on this noble day of Jumu'ah, and may our attendance become a means for our unity, for our strength, for the purification of our heart and our minds, and for our success and salvation in this dunya and also in the hereafter. Alhamdulillah, it's lovely to be back after a brief holiday. And during this week, we've had many discussions, myself and many of the students here at the madrasa, regarding the earthquake that took place a few weeks ago, especially in Turkey and Syria, as well as the many earthquakes that are taking place throughout the world on a regular basis. And the discourse was that, Ustaji, is this happening because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is punishing these people? Or is this happening for some other reason? So I thought it would be apt to discuss this particular topic and for us to understand that not every single calamity or natural disaster in the world is a result of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punishing a nation, punishing the people of Syria or punishing the people of Turkey or even punishing the people in Pakistan when the floods and the earthquakes or various other countries take place. It's not necessary for punishment to be the main criteria or the reason. So inshallah al-Aziz, today we'll unpick this particular discourse and try to understand it from the Quranic perspective and from the perspective of the hadith of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah Azza wa Jal in the glorious, timeless, and the beautiful Quran, He gives us a very, very powerful reminder and something for us to reflect upon and to understand first and foremost His power and His might. Allah Azza wa Jal mentions, Ya ayyuhan nasu taqoo rabbakum, that, O people, all of humanity, we must all be conscious, be fearful and aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This taqwa here that Allah Azza wa Jal is mentioning is in the sense that don't just think that you are in control of everything, because this is what we assume. We build tall skyscrapers, we build buildings with reinforced concrete and rebar and steel and so many engineering, and we think we are safe and sound and protected and nothing can happen to us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, be aware and be fearful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala qualifies it further in the verse. In suttaqu rabbakum inna zalzalat as-sa'ati shay'un 'azim. Why? Because the quaking, the shaking, the devastation and the earthquakes of that particular hour is surely a tremendous event where nothing can be safeguarded. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here is showing us how ineffective we are in our construction, in our protection, and how we will be nothing, we will be fine dust before the power and might of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the verse continues, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, يَوْمَ تَرَوْنَهَا تَذْهَلُ كُلُّ مُرْضِعَةٍ أَمَّا أَرْضَعَتْ وَتَدْعُ كُلُّ ذَاتِ حَمْلٍ حَمْلَهَا وَتَرَى النَّاسَ سُكَارَى وَمَا هُمْ بِسُكَارَى وَلَكِنَّ عَزَابُ اللَّهِ شَدِيدٍ. That on that day, the day of judgment, when you will truly see the power and might and the quakeness, the quaking of all of civilization, of humanity, of the worlds, you will see that even the nursing mother, she will discard her infant because she will be bewildered. She wouldn't know where to turn. And just like people who are suffering an earthquake, they don't know where to run. They don't know where to hide. They lose their senses because this is the state that overcomes them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about that particular day, that the nursing mother will even discard her infant, and every pregnant woman will miscarry and abort her load. And you will see the people drunk. وَتَرَى النَّاسَ سُكَارَى وَمَا هُمْ بِسُكَارَى. You'll see these people behaving in a way that they are drunk. But even though they are not drunk, but the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is severe. So here we see a very, very powerful reminder of what the quake will do, especially on the day of Qiyamah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, the verses of the Quran mentioned, أَمْ حَسِبْتُمْ أَن تَدْخُلُوا الْجَنَّةِ وَلَمَّا يَأْتِكُمْ مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ خَلَوْا مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ مَسَّتْهُمُ الْبَأْسَاءُ وَالضَّرَّاءُ وَزُلْزِلُوا حَتَّى يَقُولَ الرَّسُولُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُ مَتَى نَصْرُ اللَّهِ أَلَا إِنَّ نَصْرَ اللَّهِ قَرِيبٌ. That did you expect, addressing every single one of us, that you were about to enter, or you were going to enter paradise willy-nilly, just like that? We've come here, we've said La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, and we've done a few good things here and there, and we think that's sufficient for us to enter into paradise. No, look at the examples of those nations before you, the people that reached before you. Adversity, difficulty, hardship were afflicted, came onto them from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَزُلْزِلُوا, and they were shaken up severely by their afflictions, by their trials and tribulation, so much so that even the messengers that were amongst them at that time, and those messengers who truly believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even they would turn and say, Ya Allah, when will your victory come? When will we be away from all of this calamity, this adversity, this difficulty, these earthquakes? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responded, Ala inna nasrullahi qareeb. So every single one of us will be touched by some form of adversity, some trial, some affliction, some hardship in our personal life or in our religious and spiritual life. And we need to understand that this all is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we need to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and realize that the victory is only with Allah azza wa jal. The alleviation of all difficulty is only with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in other verses of the Qur'an mentions that there and then the believers were tested and were shaken most severely. وَزُلْزِلُوا زِلْزَالًا شَدِيدًا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that Allah is the one who holds the heavens and the earth unless they fall apart. If it wasn't for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala controlling the earth, wasn't for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala controlling the heavens, they would fall apart and they would come bearing down upon us. There's none other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who holds the heavens and the earth together. He is the most forbearing and He is the most forgiving. So here we see various examples from the Quran reminding us about how little control that we have and how little protection that we have from the surrounding, from the world, from the heavens and from the earth. Everything around us, it is not because of us that we are safe, or because of the constructions that we erect that we are safe, or the medicine or anything, technology that we have. No, we are safe solely because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And safety will be when we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with our heart and mind, and we humble ourselves before Allah azza wa jal. So earthquakes, natural disasters, and anything else that occurs throughout the world, it is a reminder that there is none but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is in control. There's nobody else but Allah azza wa jal who is the most powerful, the most mighty. And it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is testing us from time to time. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is shaking the world. These billions and trillions of cubic tons of stone and mountains and earth. And these, as I mentioned, the concretes and everything, the steel and the rebar and the buildings that we make, they become nothing in front of the might and power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is a reminder from Allah azza wa jalla that if Allah can do this to mountains, to entire continents, to entire civilizations, imagine what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can do to you, to your biology, to your feeble body, to your mind, to your soul, to your limbs. When we see the earth comes and becomes dust. But why is it that we do not shake internally? Why is it that we do not humble ourselves before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So the earthquakes throughout the world on the Richter scale, they vary. Some are 6.4, some are 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, and they go higher and higher. And the earthquakes bring about huge amount of devastation and destruction. Some earthquakes are literal and they are physical and we can see them around us. Case in point in Turkey and in Syria and also over the last few years in Pakistan and various other countries. We have seen the physical aspects of these earthquakes. But there are some other quakes, some shakes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us within our own lives. Our spiritual lives, internally within us, physically, with our health, with our mind, things that go on in our society, things that go on within your family, things that go on within your finances and the political level, on an individual level, on a communal level, and also on the level of the ummah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from time to time is shaking us up. The reason why Allah azza wa jalla is doing that to remind us that He is the Almighty. He is the powerful, He is in control, and we need to make sure that what we are doing is in accordance to the command and the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the earth quakes, it literally shivers and it moves, and we see its devastation, we see its destruction. But the question that I have for every single one of us, including myself, when you can see the earth quaking, why do you never see insan quaking? In spite of all of the opportunities and the chances that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you to rectify yourself, to rectify your actions, to rectify your behavior, to correct yourself and your akhlaq, in spite of all of those chances, why do you not quake when you see all of these signs of Allah azza wa jalla around you? Why is it that we still, after seeing earthquake upon earthquake, devastation and floods and so many other things, we still continue and we think we are invincible. We still continue and think we are untouchable. We still continue and think that's it, we're safe, we're sound, we're okay here on this little island here, away from Europe and everywhere else. You're not safe no matter where you go. You're only saved by the command and the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the world quakes, the world shakes, the heavens shake, but insan, we don't. And this is a very important question you need to ask yourself. Why do you not shake and quake, but you will shake and you will quake on the day of Qiyamah when you're standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? You'll see in the imagery that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives of women leaving their children and disowning their families and running away. This will be your state on that day when you'll be shivering and quaking because you'll realize you're standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are from the signs of Allah azza wa jalla. Within 75 seconds, merely 75 seconds. What is that? It's nothing in a lifetime of an individual. But within 75 seconds, the earthquake in Turkey and Syria, it devastated so much, destroyed so many lives and families and individuals. People lost their home. They no longer have a roof. They no longer have a place to go to. People lost their jobs. They no longer have those factories and those places. They have no jobs, no homes, they've lost their schools, they've lost their hospitals, they've lost their families, their siblings, their children, they've lost their own lives. So much has occurred. Their lives have completely changed. But ask yourself this question, how have you changed since that earthquake? Has your behavior remained the same since 2 weeks ago up until now? How have you shaken? Have you been shaken inside? Have you quaked? Have you trembled before Allah Azza wa Jal? Have you changed your life? Because these people now, their lives will forever be changed and they'll never be the same. But here we are, we still continue and think, oh, it's fine, we're safe, everything's okay. It's not the case. We need to constantly see all of these signs from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and learn to be humble and tremble and bow down and submit and make sure that we are prepared to return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because this now will only increase in its severity as we get closer and closer to the day of Qiyamah. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam mentions that the hour will not be established until religious knowledge will be taken away. And we see more and more of our great shuyukh, great ulama, they are going and passing away more and more so, especially in the last decade. And earthquakes will become more and more frequent. And we've seen this in Haiti. What happened in Haiti, the devastation? What's happened in Pakistan? What's happened in Asia and throughout the world? We see this increasing in its severity. What did the people of Syria do? Nothing. What did the people of Turkey do? But the earthquakes will increase in their severity. Time will pass quickly. Some people, mashallah, day by day they are getting younger, or day by day they are getting older. Time passes by. You may be 50 and you feel like you're just 20. You may be 70 and you feel like you've only just turned 30. Time passes by so quickly. Those years, those decades feel like just months and weeks. And afflictions will appear, murders will increase, and money will overflow amongst you. Everybody wants to get rich quickly. Our youngsters now, and the things that they are doing, and the money that is there, and how they are achieving that money, and all of society you can see slowly turning upside down. All of this is an indication of how we are getting closer and closer to Qiyamah. But even though we know we are getting closer, we are getting further and further away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are not changing our behavior, we're not preparing ourselves for our return. Even though the world is showing you that this is just a very small glimpse of what will happen on the day of Qiyamah. Zalzala tas-sa'ati shay'un azim. The very where the entire earth will quake. Now we just see this earthquake in a small portion of Syria, small portion of Turkey, small portion of Haiti in America or Pakistan. Imagine when the entire earth will shake. Not just one location, entire earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا. The entire earth will shake. Where will you hide? Where will you go? What will you do with your homes, with your courtier, with your property, with your wealth? All of those things will come to no avail. There'll be nothing. The only thing that you will have to take to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is your iman, is your faith, is your good deeds. So what are you preparing? What are you safeguarding? What are you protecting and returning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So it is wrong to solely blame earthquakes just on the sins of the people. Yes, we have lots of examples in previous nations where the earthquakes and natural disasters did occur due to the sins of people. But this is not the sole reason why earthquakes occur. Rather, this is more so a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is a reminder from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is a sign from the signs of the day of Qiyamah. It is an opportunity for you to strengthen and fortify your iman and recognize that you are going towards Allah Azza wa Jal. And if the earth will be nothing, what will you be before Allah Azza wa Jal? There's an opportunity for you to increase in your good deeds before you are shaken by Allah Azza wa Jal. Before you are shaken by the angel of death. Before you are shaken and destroyed by your own, perhaps your grave. Before you are shaken and you stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the time, the way that the earth is shaking. You need to become humble and repent and do dua and turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before it is too late. So the lesson from the earthquakes is not to be complacent. Because as I said, if the earthquakes which occurred 2 weeks ago from then till now, if your behavior hasn't changed, if your actions have not changed, then what was the point of that earthquake that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed you? And you were aware that this would happen, but you are still complacent and you're still carrying on like everything's hunky-dory. You haven't changed your behavior. You haven't got closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You haven't repented in tawbah and istighfar. It can happen at any time. We may be able to calculate when, the sun eclipse will occur, when the moon eclipse will occur, but science will never reach a stage where they'll be able to tell you when and where at what time an earthquake will take place in the world. And you don't know when your earthquake will occur, when your insan quake will occur, when you are taken into the earth. And your hisab and your kitab will be given in a few seconds. If the lives of so many people can be turned upside down, in 1 second your earthquake will completely devastate you when you return back to Allah Azza wa Jal. So don't take the blessings that you have in your life of safety, of food, of family, of children, of property, of so many things for granted. It can vanish in an instant, as it did for all of these people in Turkey and Syria. Prepare yourself to be woken up before you're severely shaken by the angel of death, before you're severely shaken by your own grave when you stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shu'aib alayhi salam, we see from the stories in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, فَأَخَذَتْهُمُ الرَّجْفَةُ فَأَصْبَحُوا فِي دَارِهِمْ جَاسِمِينَ. Therefore the earthquake seized them, his people, so at the morning they remained laying flattened in their homes. Complete annihilation and destruction. Qarun, the one who was given so much wealth by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but he was arrogant, he was pompous, he was obnoxious, he was not grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, فَخَسَفْنَا بِهِ وَبِدَارِهِ الْأَرْضِ, that we therefore buried him in his house into the earth, and he had nothing to show for himself. He was completely destroyed and annihilated. So these signs that we see around us are not just there to look and say, oh, ya Rab, wa ramara, ya, and you know, something bad's happened. No, it should shake you and who you are and your soul to your core and make you realize that we need to truly prepare ourselves before we are truly shaken by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hud alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, فَقُلَّنْ أَخَذْنَا بِذَنْبِهِ فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ أَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِ حَاسِبًا وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ أَخَذَتْهُ الصَّيْحَةُ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ خَسَفْنَا بِهِ الْأَرْضِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, so we caught each one of them upon their sins. So among them is one upon whom we sent a shower of stones, and one who was seized by the scream, and among them is one whom we buried in the earth, and those whom we drowned. It did not befit Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's majesty to oppress them, but they were wronging themselves. So the zulm, when you do on yourself, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can punish you. That is a potential. But as I mentioned previously, that it's not the only sole reason why earthquakes and natural disasters occur, but this is one of the reasons that it can occur as well. Even in the time of Musa alayhi salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a very beautiful example that earthquake did occur in the time of Musa alayhi salam, but this here was not for a punishment, but rather for ni'ibara, rather for them to realize and to recognize, see the sign from Allah azza wa jal, for them to change their behavior. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, وَاخْتَارَ مُوسَى قَوْمَهُ سَبْعِينَ رَجُلًا لِمِيقَاتِنَا فَلَمَّا أَخَذَتْهُمُ الرَّجْفَةُ قَالَ رَبِّ لَوْ شِئْتَ أَهْلَكْتَهُمْ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَإِيَّايَ أَتُهْلِكُنَا بِمَا فَعَلَ السُّفَهَاءُ مِنَّا إِنْ هِيَ إِلَّا فِتْنَتُكَ. That Musa alayhi salam, he chose 70 men from amongst his people for the promise of Allah azza wa jal. But when they were there, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's earthquake seized them. And he turned and submitted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and said, Allah, up until this time you could have done the earthquake anywhere, with me included. Why is it now at this particular point the earthquake came and took these 70 people? If you had willed, you could have destroyed them and me even earlier. Will you destroy us for the deeds which the ignorant amongst us do? This is not but your testing. In here illa fitnatuk, the earthquake was a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to see which of those people who continue in their ignorance, in their arrogance, and continue to ignore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and which of those people who actually realize and see the sign and change themselves and their behavior before the quake occurs unto them. Then he says that whomsoever you will and guide, it is entirely up to you. Indeed, you are our master. So forgive us. فَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَارْحَمْنَا. فَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَارْحَمْنَا. This is what we should be doing when we see these things. Turn to Allah Azza wa Jal. Change ourselves. Ask Allah for forgiveness. Do tawbah. Ask for His mercy and know that He is the most forgiving, the most merciful. Don't just continue on with the way that you are living your life and don't think that it will never happen to you. So it is a time for us to reflect, for us to be humble, to be in awe of Allah Azza wa Jal, to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to seek the forgiveness of Allah Azza wa Jal, to do dua for ourselves and for our brothers and sisters, to strengthen our imans and our deeds, and to help those people who are in need, and not to turn our back onto Allah Azza wa Jal before the final earthquake will occur to us in our own individual lives or collective lives as a nation or as an ummah. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all and enable us all to truly understand His signs and ayat, and to quake in fear and in awe before we will be standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.